What we're looking at is increasing safety and mobility on Bayfront Parkway.
Ian Satter is a spokesman for the Florida Department of Transportation. The department has begun having meetings and looking at ideas and improving Bayfront Parkway over the next few years.
Some of those include concepts as simple as just changing a couple of pedestrian features to a complete redesign of the roadway to shifting the roadway. So there's a lot of options that are out there that we presented to the public.
A total of three public meetings were scheduled to discuss Bayfront Parkway. The second of those meetings was held earlier this week. Satter says they are seeking input from any and all interested parties about the road because of its importance to the community.
It's one of those roadways that's considered, we call it this, part of the strategic intermodal system, which means it's a roadway that connects different major transportation hubs. So, for example, there you have the seaport, you have rail in that area, but then you also have connections to I-110, and you have connections to US 98. So it's a very strategic road as far as how it services the community. But we've been looking at this area for a little while now. We also know that the local transportation planning organization has considered it to be a priority for the future of Escambia County to look at that roadway to see if we can maximize it to the best way possible.
Satter says some of the proposals for the road include a roundabout at the intersection of Bayfront and 9th Avenue, additional walkways and bicycle lanes, and perhaps even a complete change in the route the road takes. For now, all ideas are welcome.
Well, there's several different aspects we're looking at in that area. How do we continue to move goods and services at the port to get them access to I-110, get them access to US 98? You're also finding that that area is becoming a more of a walkable area with the revitalization of the downtown area and the amenities that are down there. How do we satisfy the needs of the bicycle and pedestrian community in that area? And then also the traveling public who uses that particular roadway to get to and from work or to school. So there's a lot of factors that we have to look at, and all of those need to be examined very closely before any action, if there is any action, that will be taken regarding Bayfront Parkway.
As far as the timetable for any changes to Bayfront Parkway, don't start planning alternate routes just yet. Satter says any work would begin after the construction of the new 3-mile bridge, and that work, which is a totally separate project, begins in 2017.
We have another meeting that will be coming up in October regarding this study, and then we'll move forward after we've had a lot of public comment and looked at the data to determine what steps, if any, we will take in the future.
FDOT hopes to have that study complete by the end of this year. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.